Stephen Farry from the Alliance Party now. What's your party going to do?
Well, good morning, Stephen. Well, morning. Shortly we're meeting the Secretary of State to discuss what is the political way forward. Clearly, we are in a major crisis. I mean, already we have a major crisis related to budget and welfare issues. We now have a rule of law crisis. Clearly, there are issues in relation to what is the current status and modus operandi of the IRA. We also have the continuation of loyalist paramilitaries as well. So there's issues around the continued influence of paramilitaries within our society that we do need to confront.
But Harbert, at least Mike Nesbitt's made a decision. How about your party not sitting on the fence? What are you going to do beyond talking?
Well, we're actually going to be making some proposals to the Secretary of State. And let me give an indication of what we have in mind. I mean, for example, the bar by which we judge the commitment of political parties, including most particularly those who have associations with paramilitary organisations, is confusing. We have, for example, the Northern Ireland Sentences Act, which goes back to 1998, which is how the government specifies an organisation. That's based upon a ceasefire, which in essence is about a cessation of attacks on the other side of the community.
Okay.
We have different benchmarks in terms of the pledge of office, and so that all needs to be sorted out in a consistent way.
Well, let's sort it now. Is the continual existence of the IRA, as described by the Chief Constable, acceptable to the Alliance Party?
Well, let me break that down into two different
it's
elements.
It's not a difficult question.
And I'm going to answer it, Stephen. Two different elements. First of all, the Chief Constable has made his assessment of the situation. It is a live, ongoing investigation. The Ulster Unionists are quite wrong to say, on the one hand, there are issues to be clarified, and then they themselves to make a judgment. So we have to bottom out exactly what the IRA is doing as an organisation. The second element, which no doubt you're about to say, is... Do you believe the IRA exists? When have you known the IRA has continued to exist?
No, I haven't got that yet.
Okay.
Well, so let's focus on my question. Is the existence of the IRA alone, in itself, acceptable to the Alliance Party? Could you live with that in terms of remaining in the executive?
Let me be very clear. The continued existence of the IRA, like any other paramilitary organisation, is totally unacceptable to the Alliance Party.
Would the Alliance Party...
However,
hold on. We need to just walk through this. It's really important.
I haven't answered the last question fully
well,
yet.
Well, it's a follow-up on the last question. Would the existence of the Alliance Party... Would the existence of the IRA mean that the Alliance Party would not work in government with Sinn Féin
in
the executive?
We have not been operating under some illusion over the past 8 years that the IRA has disappeared. This is not news to us that the IRA is still in existence. Right. You have IMC reports between 2007 and 2011 which made reference to this. The basis on which government was restored in Northern Ireland in 2007 was that the IRA had ceased all paramilitary operations. That includes all this, this nonsense around internal housekeeping. Sinn Féin MLAs were fully supporting policing and the criminal justice system and the rule of law. That was the benchmark in 2007. Now, I'm happy to have a conversation. That's what we're about to have with the Secretary of State as to whether we need to revise how we assess
Stephen,
the commitment of parties to the process.
Stephen Farry, thank you.